I want to leave the big cities for just a moment for a welcome trip into rural Australia. It's been actually a golden year for a lot of our farmers. Back-to-back bumper winter harvests, a great relief after the long crippling drought. But good news, of course, is always tempered by something else, and in this case, another beef with Beijing. A ninth abattoir has had its license to China suspended. Australian Country Choice, or ACC, is Australia's largest family-owned beef empire. It's a key supplier to Coles, too. Eddie Summerfield is Nine Radio's rural editor. Hey, Eddie, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Brooke.
So ACC's in a beef with Beijing over beef, believe it or not.
As you said, they're number nine, and this is really well done by China again. Now, the reason why they've banned Australian Country Choice is because Beijing says they've detected a chemical. However, that chemical, Brooke, isn't prescribed for use in Australia, and Australia Country Choice being the big empire that it is, this chemical hasn't been picked up in testing across Europe, Japan and other parts of the world. So it's scratching its head going, we don't use this chemical. Something smells a bit fishy here and I think Beijing might be up to its old games.
Yeah, same old tactics. The wine industry in particular will know all about that one. So, I mean, what is the inside word on it? Is it a genuine issue or is it just the latest in the, you know, the trade tantrum from China?
Well, the easy answer is yes, it is probably part of the trade tantrum with China, but Australian Country Beef, Country Choice, they're obviously going through and just triple, double checking that it isn't in any of their beef products, which I'm sure it's not. And they say, that's all right, China, we'll just move on and we'll find other markets because there are other markets, believe it or not, that buy our beef.
And so is that easy to do?
It's not super easy because you spend years building relationships, but once you've got that relationship in place, the sales start to flow. Japan will be one market that they'll be keenly looking at. That's one where Australian beef does quite well. Obviously, we've got that new trade deal with the UK, so if we can get some of our frozen product, that's an option as well. So there's heaps of markets around the world. It's just a matter of having the conversation.
Yeah, such a big hole to fill, though. You might need a few markets to fill the hole left by China.
Absolutely. And we've seen with the wine industry this week, they've released updated trade figures and they're about 80% down on this time last year, of course, when China started to implement those tariffs on the wine industry. They've had a little bit of growth and it's been staggered in the UK and the US, but opening those new markets, it's near impossible to find a quick fix for China. It's all about the slow build and how can we get a stronger foothold into the UK, even into Canada, the US, parts of South America even.
Yeah, and we chat with Mitchell Taylor a lot on this program from Taylor's Wines. We spoke to him this week, but I remember him saying, you know, the wine industry had actually been trying to diversify for many years before all this happened as well. So it's even kind of the process has started even further or much longer ago than we even realise. Let's go to some good news, Eddie. Farmers having a bumper crop. The winter crop yields. Tell us a bit about these.
Yeah, most of us in the capital cities haven't had a chance to drive out to the bush at the moment, Brooke, but I can assure you it is golden. Canola fields everywhere. We're in line for one of the biggest canola crops on record, and canola prices at the moment, they are on song. That's thanks primarily because of pretty poor seasons throughout Canada and Europe. The wheat production, that's expected to come in at about 32 million tonnes. It's slightly down, but as a result of drought over the past 5-6 years, it's still up on the 5- and 10-year average. So it's another good season for our wheat growers. The barley, we're speaking about China a second ago. Barley production obviously is down because we're unable to export to China where 80% of our produce is going. So farmers this year thought, hey, I'm not going to sow any barley. But what they're finding is the prices are actually quite strong for barley because China's still buying barley from around the world. So it's created all of these shortages, which in turn is driving prices up. Good news for our farmers is that this year, because of the prices financially, it's going to be a real winner in line to be a record breaker.
Yeah, and my mate who lives in the Riverina region of New South Wales in Cootamundra, you know, she said there's a real buzz in the air. I mean, things are feeling good. There's a real flow-on effect for those regional areas, isn't there?
Exactly right. It's interesting. The dairy industry has put out some figures this week saying that this is the third consecutive year that most farmers are going to be turning a profit. That's as a result of a couple of factors, but one of the primary drivers has been the good seasonal conditions. That we've seen. We've had two really great grain seasons right across the country, which is a rarity. Sometimes you'll get a really good season in WA and it'll be poor on the east coast or vice versa. But both sides of the country at the moment are having really good years. So what's that seen at the start of the year is all of the tractor and machinery companies are going, oh, we're in for a big one in Australia. We need to get parts in. So John Deere, one of the bigger tractor suppliers in Australia, they've more than doubled their weekly flow of spare parts over the past couple of months. In September, took a delivery for 110 tons of various goods for spare parts and new tractors to help farmers get through the harvest. CNH Industrial Brands, now their Western Sydney based depot, has increased stock levels by almost 13% since the beginning of 2021. This has got a little bit to do with the shipping container crisis and a few worries at the start of the year in getting stock into Australia, but it's primarily because they know one good year usually comes with two. They're in for a big year this year. So farmers are upgrading and renewing machinery, which sees money spin around towns.
Certainly does. Eddie Summerfield, thank you so much. Nine Radio Rural Editor. We'll catch you again soon, mate. Thank you.
Chat soon, Brooke.